USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Four attorneys who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case after the Justice Department overruled them and said it would lower the amount of prison time that it would seek for President Trump's longtime confidant.
If you have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu.
When Donald Trump tells his enablers to jump, they say how high. In this case, they jumped before he even told them to do so, and that is very disturbing. Look, we call it the Department of Justice because they're supposed to base their actions on justice, not the whims of one man. And in this case, they did a favor for Donald Trump's friend.
Attorney General William Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee after Democrats questioned if he had misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says federal efforts to intercept and quarantine travelers from China is working to prevent the spread of the coronavirus here.
This is a new disease. We haven't even been through 6 weeks of it, much less a year. Happy to hope that that it goes down as the weather warms up, but I think it's premature to assume that.
At the same time, China was reporting a slowing of new cases of coronavirus. A record 242 more deaths were reported for the day. That puts the virus death toll at just over 1,300 and nearly 60,000 confirmed cases. Bad weather in the forecast, and travelers could be affected. Snow and ice are stretching across the Great Lakes, plus heavy rain falling from Louisiana to the Ohio Valley. New York will be seeing mostly rain, as well as Massachusetts. Farther north, snow and freezing rain are expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Americans have really been racking up the debt. With more on that, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. household debt exceeds $14 trillion for the first time ever. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's report says Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter as more households were taking out loans to buy homes or refinance existing mortgages. The report also says total debt for people aged 18 to 29 rose to a new record of over $1 trillion alone. Student debt rose to over $1.5 trillion.
A poodle has received top honors in the dog show world. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Siba, a standard poodle, was crowned the best in show on Tuesday at the 144th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the fifth win ever by the standard poodle breed and the first since 1991. Gail Bisher with the Westminster Kennel Club explains why Siba is the top dog.
Well, when she goes around the ring, she has effortless gait, and it just shows her power and her beauty and her strength, and I think the judges couldn't deny her. And then when you get your hands on the dog, although there's this beautiful coat, once the judge really feels her body under that coat, he has a wonderful surprise that she really is a
muscular,
strong, athletic standard poodle.
Bisher speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.